Episode 28, Issue Responses 4547 through 4731. Response 4547. We must completely go back to the traditional Latin Mass. It is the original Mass of Jesus. It is the Mass of the Saints. We must go back to the Baltimore Catechism and catechize little children so they grow up knowing about the Catholic faith, especially the Latin Mass, and the incredible dignity and respect shown to God during the Latin Mass. Priests must go back to talking to their parishes about grave sin, homosexuality, abortion, etc. We must have more frequent Eucharistic adoration, especially perpetual adoration. We must all stand up for the truth. When clergy are breaking the law, they must be arrested, go to trial, and serve their time in jail. No one is above the law. Everyone must be dressed modestly, and in the best clothes they can wear, showing the utmost dignity and respect to our Lord, Jesus, at His Holy Latin Mass and in His Most Holy Presence in the Tabernacle. We must all learn to love, honor, serve, and be obedient to Jesus and to the Ten Commandments, something priests should routinely talk about in their homilies. Of utmost importance. Daily Mass and Holy Communion. Daily Rosary, Group Rosary. Meditation on the Daily Gospel Reading. Fasting on bread and water only, every Wednesday and Friday. Confession every Sunday or every second Sunday to be in a state of grace. Sunday is a day of worship to Jesus and being with family and or friends, not a day of playing baseball games, shopping, etc. Living as devout Catholics as they did in the 1950s and early 1960s until Vatican II, that did a lot of damage to the Catholic Church with the Novus Ordo Mass, less reverence, less silence, people always talking in church disrespecting our Lord Jesus. Never should people be taking Jesus in Holy Communion in their hand. Never any Eucharistic ministers, never and lay lectors, never any female altar servers. All of this weakens and diminishes the beauty, reverence, and awesomeness of the traditional Latin Mass. Bring back only the traditional Latin Mass, and catechize young and old in the Latin Mass, and there will be a huge renewal in the Catholic Church. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. Amen. Alleluia. Response 4548. Clergy allowing lay people to dress immodest during Mass, it is a distraction and temptation to all, showing it is not believed to be a sacred place. Response 4549. Failure to treat the presence of the Eucharist as Christ Himself. Response 4550. A priest said to me that communion is not where we see Christ, He is only found in, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, etc. He said it with such attitude that I felt that he was disregarding communion. Response 4551. General lack of reverence now when entering church. Not the same as it was back in 50s and 60s when everyone was reverent and silent in church. Also think survey was strangely worded, with limited choices. Some questions stated things that didn't seem true. E.g. references to clergy not being reverent or whatever. Weird question. Response 4552. De-emphasis on confession. Over-encouragement of frequent communion from the time of Pius X. Over-emphasis of the Eucharist as a meal. Expectation that everyone should receive communion at every Mass attended. Response 4553. Division within the Church, judgments from those who are traditional against those who are more moderate, such as between the Latin and the modernized Mass. This division creates animosity and belief. Response 4554. Priests are liberals and they do not represent Christ to the faithful. But not only the priests, but bishops and the Pope himself. Response 4555. Priests do not hold the reverence I would expect in some churches, honestly. Take a look at Christ the King in Des Moines, Iowa. I attended Mass a couple weeks ago, and the priest PJ came and went, very casually throughout the entire Mass. literally left the altar multiple times throughout Mass, which obviously is distracting, but felt like no reverence. I have literally never seen anything in my life. Response 4556. Allowing lay people to open the tabernacle anytime. All the people approaching the altar constantly. The lack of education with regards to the Eucharist, what is adoration, not having adoration at the same time as Mass, people thinking they have to receive the precious blood or they haven't received all of Jesus, theological confusion, there is such a lack of education. Response 4557. We need to go back to pre-Vatican II Mass liturgy. Response 4558. Shutting down churches during COVID and telling my people they could watch Mass on TV. That attitude continues today among people and for that reason do not understand they are one. Sinning and two. Missing an opportunity to receive our precious Lord. Also to express that our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world are persecuted and not allowed to go and celebrate Mass and would die to receive our Lord. Response 4559. Asterisk Eucharistic ministers giving out communion. Asterisk laughing, clapping, talking, crackers plus cookies for kids during Mass. Asterisk casual clothing, gym clothes, athletic attire, mini dresses, short shorts, etc. Inappropriate dress at Mass. Asterisk female altar servers. Response 4560. The current Pope's lack of belief. Response 4561. Lack of women wearing head coverings. St. Paul was not making a fashion recommendation. Response 4562. The traditional Latin Mass provides most of the items listed on this survey that would lend to people believing in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Silence, Latin prayers, ad orientem worship, altar rails, priests distributing communion, etc. All of these lend to people having reverence for the Eucharist, because the Latin Mass liturgy is so focused on the Eucharist. Bringing the traditional Latin Mass back would increase people's belief in Jesus' true presence in the Eucharist once again. Response 4563. At Mass, stories of the saints and their love of/experiences re the Holy Eucharist, for example in discussing Saint of the Day. Also stories of Eucharistic miracles. Response 4564. Women running around with the sacred chalice, also the women leading singing up in front, it is ugly and distracts from the sacredness of the Mass and real presence. If it was on the radio, I would surely turn it off. The sign of peace is another real distraction and also the manner of dress at church, even some in immodest attire. People talk in church as though Jesus wasn't there, and sometimes bow, but there is little adherence to the biblical command that every knee should bow. Also some have ugly, modernistic statues that do not inspire any inclination toward honoring a holy saint. Response 4565. Calling the altar a table and the Eucharist a meal. Response 4566. The understanding that no human can explain in a scientific way the transubstantiation. It is an act of faith and the belief that the word of Jesus the Christ is from God the Father. Response 4567. Replacing the traditional Mass with the Novus Ordo Mass. Response 4568. The behavior of how priests have become secularized and are not teaching the His people the gospel. Seeing how some priests are given accolades from the Pope because of their endorsement of homosexuality and the blessing of homosexual couples. I think all priests should go back to reading and living the gospel and New Testament. They have a very big responsibility and will be held accountable. They should read and contemplate Romans. Chapter 1. The Catholic Church is a mess. So many of my Catholic friends are leaving the faith and are going to Protestant churches. This is terrible. Bring back the true reverence of the Blessed Sacrament. We need to save our church and our families. May the Lord have mercy on us and His shepherds. Response 4569. Making of the Vmass into a social gathering rather than emphasizing it is a sacrifice. Response 4570. More regular confession times as a reminder about the importance of being in a state of grace. The use of patens in distributing Holy Communion and receive only under one kind. Response 4571. Proper church attire by attendees at Mass. Lay people accessing the tabernacle or touching it at all. Priests' examples of genuflection and reverence around the altar/tabernacle at all times during the day. Priests' care or lack of to protect the Eucharist, such as how sacred vessels are purified, interlocking of fingers until purified. Response 4572. Removal of altar kneelers. Response 4573. The transition and implementation of the sacred liturgy from the Mass of the Ages to the Novus Ordo. Response 4574. The fact that bishops don't speak out on issues and be leaders for their priests. Also, the fact that bishops pay off accusers of priests without doing any real investigation. We lost a wonderful, devout priest and our bishop did nothing but persecute him. Many Catholics now refuse to support our diocese in any way and some have turned to the Tridentine Church in our area. Response 4575. Novus Ordo Mass. Response 4576. Allowing bishops and priests to adapt the liturgy according to the culture of the laity. Response 4577. Catechesis. Response 4578. Lack of overall reverence at the Mass begins with the laity preparation, such as our clothing choice. Due to the casualness we address the Mass with, people dress as if they're going to watch a movie rather than meet the Savior of the world. Response 4579. Insufficient sermons on the value, beauty and wonder at God's goodness to us to stay with us in this way. Response 4580. Division within the church created by extremist. Response 4581. The Protestantization of the Mass and the lack of preaching that the Catholic Church is the sole means of salvation. How can a person believe that the Catholic Church can consecrate bread and wine into Christ's body and blood if it is just one among many? There is a marked lack of faith in the Church herself because it is not taught or shown by how we interact with other religions. Ecumenism is the scourge of our time. Response 4582. Belief in Blessed Virgin Mary's role. Response 4583. A lay teacher told us after V2, during CCD, 1972, that the real presence was a myth and no longer taught by the church. We told our mom. We were pulled from CCD. Response 4584. Focus by the priest that Mass should not last longer than 1 hour. Response 4585. The new Mass. It is nothing but destructive. It should be abolished. Response 4586. The clergy needs to stress appropriate dress and reverence in the communion line, i.e. walking with folded hands up to and after receiving the Eucharist, showing utmost reverence in receiving our Lord. People don't know how to dress or behave showing piety and reverence now that there are no sisters teaching in our Catholic schools to teach these important ideals that the laity lack in teaching our children. I believe this is when true belief started to wane. I attended Catholic school with nuns. My children went to Catholic school with lay teachers and I see the huge difference. This is the problem that is hard to overcome. Response 4587. Second Vatican Council and all that came with it. That the new Mass is a Protestant service. If we pray like Protestants, we will believe like Protestants. Response 4588. 1. How does John 6 verse 63 not prove that it is only spiritual not physical? After all, Christ is at the right hand of the Father. Can a body be in multiple places at once? 2. Lack of understanding of Jewish law forbidding drinking blood/eating flesh. 3. Lack of understanding if Catholics' belief that the Eucharist is Christ being crucified again at every Mass. 4. Lack of understanding if transubstantiation after Vatican II is still applicable. 5. Lack of biblical citations when talking about the Eucharist. Response 4589. Replacing the institution of the Blessed Sacrament on Holy Thursday with the sacrament of the scrubbing and buffing of the feet. 3 of 4 evangelists, St. Peter and St. Paul, make no mention of foot washing at all. Response 4590. In our sincere effort to be ecumenical, we have lost sense of Catholic Church as the one, true, Church, implying that any well-intentioned group loving God is equal or just as good as being Catholic. This has led to the many who join other denominations. Also, the casual approach to keeping the sixth commandment has led to a Catholic society that accepts immorality and loss of virtue of purity. Also, loss of dignity in marriage that has produced a belief in subjective morals that exist to satisfy the individual, which has also exacerbated the acceptance of abortion. If one truly believes that one is made in the image of God and believes all that Christ has done to save us, one truly wants, yearns, and needs the graces that come from receiving the real presence. That truly gives them life, and helps them navigate the puzzles of life towards the ultimate happiness that awaits us with the Father. Believing in the real presence is what gives us hope for our cherished goal of being surrounded by God's love in heaven. Response 4591. The degradation of the authority and office of the priesthood, and making the priests out to just simply be another man. Response 4592. The beautiful reality of receiving our Lord in the Eucharist. What a gift! Response 4593. Complete lack of education and understanding on what is really happening during the Mass. The general knowledge has blurred the precise moments and deep spiritual meaning behind each action occurring during the rites, specifically the consecration prayers. The ongoing notion that it's okay to be illiterate of the Latin prayers and just allow things to happen doesn't draw souls closer to God in this action either. There is deep spiritual meaning and truth behind each prayer and physical action that did not spontaneously combust one day and now should hold meaning in the hearts of the faithful. It all has meaning stemming from ancient Jewish tradition and fulfilled by Christ. How many people are aware, for example, that the epiclesis is the very moment Christ is made present, the first elevation is truly Christ being offered on the cross, that the second elevation is the separation of the body from the blood and is the very moment of death. That Christ is truly in the tomb as the pall covers the chalice. And that the small fragment of the precious body is joined with the blood during the Lamb of God prayer. Finally, that the apostles at the Last Supper did not consume the dead body of Christ but the glorified resurrected body of Christ even before he was crucified. This basic knowledge is crucial when it comes to believing in the true presence. No amount of environmental, feeling, words or music can replace this basic knowledge. If we share this knowledge first, then all the rituals surrounding the celebration will bring edification to the hearts of the faithful. This basic knowledge has been lost. Response 4594. Ablution of vessels on the altar in front of the congregation after Holy Communion. Response 4595. The importance of the sacrament of penance. Response 4596. Closing churches during COVID was wrong, withholding the blood of Christ with COVID was cowardly, mandating any vaccinations was criminal, bowing to the state with masking, school closures was betrayal of God's mission, accepting state, federal, money by any church, model instead Hillsdale College. The church, bishops, did not trust in God and the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist when they banned us from Mass and reception of the real presence. We failed that test miserably. Response 4597. The general notion by USCCB supporters that programs will help lack of faith among the people rather than the U.S. clergy themselves to simply be faithful and to be a man and strongly encourage the people to be faithful, for all of our salvation depends upon it. Response 4598. Stop worrying about donations in fear of losing the faithful. Be honest and forthright when preaching about all of the sin in today's society. Response 4599. Standing rather than kneeling when the priest holds up the body and blood of Christ and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." In some dioceses, all are asked to stand when Christ is presented to them. Also, receiving Jesus standing rather than kneeling makes it seem less important. Response 4600. Laity touching the sacred vessels at the offertory. Laity running around the altar and sanctuary before, during, and after Mass. These are holy places. Response 4601. The laity in the sanctuary handling and cleaning the sacred vessels and singing the psalm from the lectern. Seating the priest and deacons at the center of the sanctuary or to the side of the tabernacle, making them the center of attention. Priests who are performers or comedians. Response 4602. 1. Reverence, 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 the need for sacred silence before and after Holy Mass, reception of the Eucharist kneeling and on the tongue, Holy Communion administered only by ordained ministers. 2. Catechesis, catechesis, catechesis. Response 4603. Head coverings during Mass. Response 4604. Do priests learn how to give captivating sermons during all that time in seminary? They have 20 to 30 minutes every Mass that is wasted by incredibly boring sermons that are unrelatable to Catholic laity living in the world. If there was a way to improve on the sermons and cover important topics about what the Church teaches regarding issues laity face in the world, such as abortion, transgenderism, etc. Priests seem afraid to offend and give watered-down sermons offered reading from a prepared statement which puts people to sleep. Teach them how to give dynamic, substantive sermons. Response 4605. The fear of the clergy to resist the efforts of government to take down the Church, the body of Christ, and the fear they have to speak against the clergy inside the Church who are heretical and apostatic. Response 4606. Women as lectors has caused men to step away from that ministry. Response 4607. Lack of evangelization. Response 4608. The handshaking, backslapping, sign of peace nonsense just prior to communion. Loss of communion rails equals a sense of giving out Pez candies on a line, without paten, kneeling and on tongue. Not using pulpit more effectively to teach about these things, like why we are not Protestant. The dumbing down of the liturgy, Latin or not. I have a pet peeve about the clapping of hands during the American national anthem, despite some excellent renditions. I also despise the hand clapping after a good, if not rare, sermon by regular parish priest or a visiting pulpit speaker. Save the accolades after the service. Limitations on times of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in daily hours per day, often minutes, and during the week. Response 4609. You didn't ask about availability of the Sacrament of Reconciliation and being reminded how to make a good confession. It could be added in the homily. Speaking of homily, I have been to a parish where the priest doesn't prepare good homily, doesn't bother to research commentaries on the readings or spiritual life to inspire the faithful. The priest just repeats what was just read without any explanation. Shallow and without depth. And I wonder about accepting men with mental issues, i.e. bipolar, depression, etc. This section is a different diocese. I try to avoid it since the pastor thinks it's okay to bless homosexual couples. I wonder about his prayer life or lack of. Response 4610. Speaking about the science, Bible passages, and evidence for the real presence, and their relationship to each other. Response 4611. Lack of proper care of the consecrated blessed Eucharist and precious blood of our Lord. Improper handling of dropped hosts and precious blood drips. Response 4612. The Church is based on check marks and not a relationship with the Trinity. The scandals in Rome, the scandals of money, the scandals of the priest and the Church has not apologized about. The priest sometimes apologizes but Rome not. Response 4613. Altar servers not using patens and assisting at the priest's side during communion. Too many hosts are dropped on the floor. Response 4614. Clergy perform as entertainers rather than God's representative to save souls. Bishops are politicians and social justice warriors rather than evangelistic shepherds. The Vatican-wide Black Pope has failed us all. Response 4615. Lack of priests fighting social evils of abortion, transgenderism, public education. They never speak on evils that are destroying the people. Alcoholics Anonymous asks more of the people present than the modern Catholic Church. Response 4616. Lex orandi lex credendi. The way in which Catholics have been allowed to pray and taught to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament had been a major contributing factor. Response 4617. Abortion should be stressed as evil. Options should be available to help women in difficult situations. Personal political views should never be discussed from the pulpit. Only church teaching should be discussed as to how they apply to the political landscape. Response 4618. What people wear to Mass. I've seen coaches wear better clothing at high school games than what they wear at Mass. I suggested to our priest that clothing at Mass be addressed especially in the summer, but he was reluctant. There should be a dress code for the laity who serve in some way at Mass. Response 4619. It's all solved with the TLM. Response 4620. We need to bring back the use of the paten during Holy Communion. Response 4621. Preaching on heaven, hell, and sin. Making the sheep aware of humane vit. Response 4622. Penance, penance, penance. Response 4623. Relativism. Individuals believing they can decide what dogma to follow. Response 4624. Laity not giving proper reverence to the Eucharistic Lord before reception of the Eucharist. Not watching laity to make sure they consume the Eucharist and are not stealing him. Response 4625. Failure to laicize and excommunicate the ordained whose actions have caused great harm to the Church and to the faithful. When the faithful are required to be cori bed seem to be a transferal of responsibility. Also lack of vocations due to many changes in our church since VCII. Every time I attend the TLM, the pews are full. Response 4626. Poor religious ed programs in Catholic schools and sacramental prep CCD programs. Response 4627. Pope, bishops, priests, and deacons act as the filter to clarify Holy Scripture and traditions, but when they are wrong evidently in substance and such facts can be shown clearly through Holy Scripture and tradition, then where is the clear path for us to rebuke the failing without being shunned locally, diocesely, or anywhere in the bark of Peter, and even to the point of not being allowed the sacraments and up to excommunication? I tell you that God Almighty speaks for the ones whose voices are silenced by force. Response 4628. Pope Francis not adhering to church teachings. Response 4629. Shutting down the churches during COVID and not allowing the faithful to receive the sacraments which told the faithful and the world that Jesus and his bride are non-essential. Response 4630. Not requiring people to dress modestly when in the presence of the Holy Eucharist. Response 4631. Even in a traditional parish, we recently had a deacon mention something about equality with and truth contained in other Christian faiths. I think there is a real lack of catechesis with the deaconate overall. Things like that slip out. Not enough emphasis on confession, it's all but disappeared from most parishes and there's never any line so the laity aren't going. Confession should be tied to the Eucharist for obvious reasons. Response 4632. Offering the Eucharist in the host and chalice. The words, the body of Christ for the host and then, the blood of Christ for the chalice gives the impression that neither contains the entirety of the body, blood, soul and divinity of Christ. This is scandalous and tragic. Response 4633. The use of the ordinary form of the Holy Mass, especially with an attitude of liturgical minimalism. The novice ordo is still objectively good and holy as it is true sacrament, however the practices and rituals are extremely stripped down, and even when done subjectively, reverently, with Latin, ad orientem, and with a devout priest, the fact it is first a sacrifice is still obscured and there is a natural awkwardness as many of the prayers and forms of the prayers are clearly man-made without hundreds of years of refining to be most conducive to human participation. Response 4634. The absence of direction, failure of bishops, priest and the Pope to speak out against the pandemic, from the so-called vaccine and the lockdown of churches which the former turned out to be more of a problem. I will never understand how a church can lock down. Lots of other issues today that our clergy, and I do mean all the clergy, could / need to speak out on but refuse to do to not wanting to cause controversy. Response 4635. Lack of emphasis on the importance of and availability of confession. Response 4636. Failure to offer confessions before / during every holy sacrifice of the Mass. Failure of priests to publicly pray before and after every holy sacrifice of the Mass. Failure of priests to maintain silence in the sacristy and pray vesting prayers. Failure to keep churches open at all times. Response 4637. Not encouraging parishioners to show more respect by their dress, discouraging the wearing of shorts and immodest clothing to Mass. Response 4638. Vatican II. The probability of doubt regarding ordinations. The fact that the Mass was changed to a supper service. False popes. Freemasonry in the clergy. Modernism. No one pays attention to what any of the popes prior to 1958 have said or their words are cherry-picked. A lack of objective truth. LGBTQ acceptance throughout the church. Ignoring God's commandments and Christ's teachings. Nothing ever said about heaven or hell. Ecumenism. Response 4639. Lack of increase of helping needy, homeless, suffering. Response 4640. Substance of the prayers. Spiritual drink and drink this cup are paschal theology and a Protestantization of the liturgy. They speak of a meal and not a sacrifice. Chalice of salvation, in the Latin Mass, is rich with Catholic theology. A chalice is a vessel used in a libation of blood offered in a sacrifice, and salvation speaks of the propitiatory effects of that sacrifice. Response 4641. The clergy needs to encourage frequent confession and make it more available, allow for more Eucharistic adoration. Priests need to make a daily holy hour like Bishop Sheen did. They show by example. Priests should also pray the rosary with the faithful. Priests need to remind the faithful that proper that if they miss Sunday Mass, without a serious reason, should first go to confession. They need to also remind people of CCC number 1387, bodily demeanor, gestures, clothing, ought to convey the respect, solemnity and joy of this moment when Christ becomes our guest. My biggest disappointment and anger is when the priest makes himself the center of attention, i.e., good morning, or making jokes. I don't go to Holy Mass to be entertained. Communion in the hand is offensive to witness. We need to restore sacred silence in church. Lex orandi, lex credenti. God bless and thank you for letting me vent. I am speaking for many others as we've had conversations. Response 4642. CCD canned programs are dumbing down our youth, and from the earliest years, Catholics are not aware of the supernatural presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Response 4643. Sign of peace immediately before receiving creates a distracting and irreverent atmosphere between the transubstantiation and receiving. Insufficient opportunities before Mass for confession. Allowing Father James Martin and other clergy to promote the LGBTQ ideology that is causing grave harm to individuals and families. Response 4644. Following praying the Our Father prior to communion, asking the people to pass a sign of peace, severely reduces the reflection on receiving the Holy Eucharist. I am interrupted in my prayerful thoughts about my participation in both the sacrifice and reception of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Response 4645. Taking away the Latin Mass and traditional music focuses more on Jesus, being a man more than the majesty of him as king, something has been lost. Response 4646. COVID lockdowns embraced by the U.S. Catholic Church indicated the Eucharist is not necessary. Response 4647. Treating sacraments like confirmation or matrimony casually, that everyone is truly ready to receive these when they are ill-prepared or not in a state of grace. Response 4648. Weak bishops and bishops who chastise faithful priests and allow priests that lead the laity astray. Response 4649. Excessive clapping / applauding everything from a priest's sermon to the choir during and after Mass. We are in God's house, not a theater. Respect for the priest is the last one in and the first one out. Do not arrive late for or leave early from Mass. Response 4650. Immodest attire and improper dress portray lack of reverence for the Eucharist. Response 4651. Blatant public sinners allowed to receive. Response 4652. The novice ordo Mass is a disaster. Response 4653. Priests do not confront parishioners when they see the blessed sacrament mishandled. Homilies don't emphasize or catechize on how to tackle primary faults in order to grow in virtue. Emphasizing the need for confession. Our secular culture has triumphed in every aspect of the Catholic Church, from liturgy, music, architecture, leadership, and even how the faithful dress for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Stop crushing goodness, truth, and beauty for a change. The Catholic Church inspired the world's most beautiful art and music, so maybe we need to return to it rather than the simplistic, mindless ditties for the 70s. Response 4654. The Synod on Synodality, SIC. Response 4655. Catechize the parents so they can catechize the children, and Catholic schools are just really expensive private schools, so not lots of big families. The Catholic homeschool community should be embraced, not a lot of priests understand and appreciate homeschool families. Response 4656. Adult catechesis. Short reminders before Mass begins that we have come to talk to God for an hour and not each other. Response 4657. We tend to just rush off after Mass and not stay longer in prayer, we need more meditative time after. Response 4658. Failure to highlight religious vocations as the greatest way to love and serve God. Response 4659. The lack of orthodoxy in the hierarchy. How can we as lay people truly profess the true teachings of the Church when our leaders go against these truths? I know in the end all will be restored, and I also know we have to keep fighting on, but those who should be defending us when we speak these truths turn their backs to us and leave looking like fanatics instead of supporting us and giving us encouragement. I believe all them who have done this harm and continue to do so will be replaced eventually and true order will be restored. It makes my heart ache so much. Response 4660. Downplaying or ignoring devotions, first Fridays, Saturdays, and dedicated months, i.e. June is the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, no encouragement in fasting, i.e. Ember Days, etc., and dismissing special rituals, blessing of Epiphany water, throats. Response 4661. Pope Francis war on TLM. Response 4662. Church attire. Response 4663. The way the current political and social climate is affecting our parishioners. There needs to be discussion regarding the claims that God is a made-up idol in some kind of cult. Response 4664. Poorly teaching the catechism to children. Sending children away to listen to the Mass outside of the church, nursery rooms, etc. The closing of churches during COVID pandemic. Priests masking while holding the body and blood of Christ during COVID pandemic. Response 4665. People walking by our Lord without genuflecting. In a couple of instances it was a priest. People talking and laughing while our Lord was present. Cell phones left on or reading their mail. Response 4666. Quiet in the church at all times. Modest dress for all. Lack of use of real candles instead of the liquid paraffin or whatever is used. Women should use veils in church. Double kneeling during exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Response 4667. Do people understand they can't receive the Eucharist in a state of mortal sin? Response 4668. The changing of the cycle of readings from 1 to 3 years. Over centuries the Church used a one-year cycle that emphasized those things that were important to be reminded of regularly lest we forget, e.g. St. Paul's exhortation to not receive the Eucharist unworthily lest it become a condemnation to our souls. Such important teachings are now buried in a three-year cycle, or the meat of the teaching is not even broached as the important exhortations are no longer part of the readings. Response 4669. The priests I know of lack the display of courage that one would expect to see if that priest really believed in the Eucharist. Also, they seem to be excessively burdened with the finances and business of the congregation instead of delegating all of that to a trusted, reliable lay person. They really seem to play favorites and form cliques with the big donors. They want to be popular and seen as hip, I believe. Response 4670. Educating the faithful on the reasons we attend Mass, as the need we have to adore our Lord rather than as community celebration, and the access of the faithful to confession before Mass. Response 4671. Abuse of Vatican II as an excuse to stupefy the apostolic faith. Response 4672. Our previous priest said that many religions offer a gateway to heaven, so if we compare a Protestant's way of penance to our own, we would rather just pray to Jesus than a priest for confession. I think that is the greatest failure. Not going to confession and the sexual scandals that are not being addressed. Archbishop Vigano was excommunicated wrongly. Bishop Strickland and Burke. We have depravity in the Vatican and idol worship and blessing homosexual unions. Ever since Pope Francis, I am doubting a lot that is going on. But I would have to say the sexual scandals and the lack of confession are the biggest problems facing the Church today. That and liberal philosophy and modernism. Response 4673. The abominable materials used in catechesis, especially our youth. This from a school/CCD/confirmation teacher for 6 years. The name of CCD was also changed, as if we are too ignorant to learn what CCD means and encompasses. Response 4674. Cancel culture. Secular society. Response 4675. Not enforcing dress code in the church, not teaching about the church's stance on contraception, not teaching about proper family hierarchy and structure, finally not teaching about the realities of hell. Response 4676. Too much Latin, I don't even know what I'm saying in English, and too much hoity-toity music. Stick to the traditional Catholic hymns. Response 4677. Failure to teach on and emphasize adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Response 4678. People coming to church in shorts and bare shoulders. Scantily dresses. We must honor our Lord by dressing appropriately. Response 4679. Lack of traditional Latin mass / restrictions on the TLM. Response 4680. Eucharistic adoration, rosary, chaplet and other prayers, Bible study sessions, bring back the traditional Latin mass, pray for the conversion of the Catholic clergy who are not in conformity with Jesus and his church, holy seminaries, pray, pray, pray. Response 4681. The lack of a dress code in church. Everyone allowed to handle the body of Christ. Everyone drinking from the chalice. The consecrated host kept in glass and not in gold. Going to a Latin mass was sacred, because the language was that of the church. The vernacular is defiled by the profanity of the cuss words, hatred and sexual language of everyday life. The lay people have no place around the altar or administering communion. There is no sense of sacredness in the modern-day church. Response 4682. Bishop Nestout sanctions yoga at STS Peter and Paul in Palmyra, Virginia, for example. Response 4683. The loss of tradition, especially the traditional Latin Mass, and the fact that priests do not spend much time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord Himself said that His heart grieves because His priests do not spend time with Him. See the book, In Sine Jesu, for reference. Response 4684. Prior to Vatican II, there was a deep feeling of reverence. Priest and people faced tabernacle. There was a great sense of awe as we knelt at communion rail. We felt unworthy to receive Jesus, many people did not receive the Eucharist at Mass. Response 4685. Receiving Jesus in the hand is one of the most significant abuse of the Holy Sacrament. Response 4686. Communion in the hand. Response 4687. Why can't we simply call him the precious body and blood rather than other terms like Eucharist? Response 4688. The idea that you don't even need to attend weekly Mass. Response 4689. Failure to connect our need for penance with the sacrifice of the Mass. Response 4690. Formation of newcomers into the church needs to be more rigid. They need to know that hell is completely different than heaven and that it is a reality. Response 4691. Teaching of catechism, get back to the basics and understanding. Response 4692. The priest's hands are consecrated while the Eucharistic minister's hands are not consecrated, so they should not be distributing Holy Communion to people. Bring back the altar railing, encourage people to attend the Latin Mass, have only priests distribute Holy Communion, have no girls in the sanctuary or giving the readings. The Latin Mass has the reverence, the deafening silence and the respect of the Eucharist. The Novus Ordo Mass has none of those important qualities in it. The NO Mass leaves me thinking, is that it? I need to witness more of the important qualities listed above because they provide for me spiritually what the NO Mass cannot even begin to do because it is too Protestant, which doesn't work for me as a Roman Catholic who is striving to be a better Catholic. The Latin Mass is the complete answer because it is the Mass of the saints and because Satan hates it, which is exactly why we need the Latin Mass all the more. There is no second best. The Latin Mass has it all: reverence, deafening silence, and respect, and a packed church for each Latin Mass. Response 4693. Failure to insist on silence in the sanctuary. Response 4694. The priests need to say the Mass reverently. They need to subscribe to the holy cadence of the Mass. Their homily should reflect a correct reading and interpretation of the Scriptures. One example: the Holy Ghost came to convict the world of sin, not convince the world of sin. Priests should know the Holy Bible and be careful not to provide scandal by reading incorrect interruptions. The holy days should be observed correctly. The church calendar should be corrected to reflect fest days correctly. Example: May 31st is the Queenship of Mary. August 22nd is the Fest of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Disrespect for the Eucharist transcends disrespect of the authority of husbands as the head of families. Response 4695. Personal dress of the laity. Remember, you are not going to the beach. You are in the real presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Response 4696. Inferior liturgy since Vatican II. Response 4697. Social stigma attached to belief. The willingness of the church to change with current cultural norms. Response 4698. Restore the order of the sacraments. Confirmation, according to the Roman catechisms, is to be conferred between 7 to 13 years, before penance and prior to the Most Blessed Sacrament. As marriage is the formation of the family and children are the natural fruit, so is the charismatic the awakening to the relationship of the beloved before the multiplication of divination. Response 4699. The sloppy dress while attending Mass. Who do they think they are going to see? Response 4700. The priest is hardly at the altar during ANO Mass. At the NO Mass, the priests are not teaching the faith during their sermon because they are more afraid of losing the few parishioners they do have coming to Mass. Also, all this greeting and handshaking really stopped me from going to ANO Mass anymore. That is not why we are the Mass. Response 4701. Major changes to the Mass in the 60s gave a sense that other teachings were changeable as well. Response 4702. Abandoning the Latin Mass completely. The Church's hierarchy is very divided, which causes much confusion in the laity, causing the laity to be divided. The culture is influencing the Church. It has to be the other way around. The Church must have a greater influence on the culture. When we get that wrong, both the Church and the culture suffers. Response 4703. Replacing the Roman Catholic Tridentine Rite with the Novus Ordo, created with the influence of heretics. Response 4704. The traditional Latin Mass, TLM, excludes almost all of these issues. My faith was deepened in college through the TLM. Bishops and the Pope banning this beautiful inheritance of our faith has been very harmful and hurtful. We continue to live through sexual abuse scandals. Need they be compounded with spiritual abuses? Response 4705. Failure to show reverence in the presence of the Eucharist. Response 4706. Humanity's belief that only their wants/needs/ideas are necessary and that God does not have any value to them. Everyone is more inclined to immediate gratification and personal pleasure than to seeing the value of things that take time to manifest. Response 4707. Sexual abuse and homosexual grooming in seminaries and in the church. Response 4708. Banning the traditional Latin Mass. Response 4709. Blanket dispensation during COVID. How devastating to the wonder and power of our God. Response 4710. Apparent loss of belief in the real presence on the part of the clergy. Response 4711. Mass ES lost any reverence and only seemed to resemble Protestant services. Response 4712. Vatican Council 11 was not a real council. That is when the Freemasons started to take over the Vatican and change the Catholic Church from the inside. Response 4713. The implementation of the Novus Ordo. The Church must return to the true rite of the Latin Mass if the Church to be saved from the current crisis. Response 4714. Chastisement and leadership in the real truth from the pulpit. Response 4715. Not using patents. Response 4716. The falsely commonly taught secular idea that all phenomenon can be explained by reason. And that without an accidental change that can be observed by the exterior senses there is no change. Response 4717. Simply offering a kneeler to use would greatly increase the reverence in receiving our Lord. Showing the parishioners the beauty we surround Jesus with is not so show-off it is to honor the house he dwells in. Go back to altar servers being male as priests are only male and being so close to the altar should invoke the desire to become a priest. Better catechism of the children early and a demand for the diocese to provide the best of teaching materials that reflect the best and most important aspects of faith. Response 4718. Extraordinary Eucharistic ministers, they should be discontinued. They fail to use patens when distributing the Eucharist, allowing sacred particles to fall on the floor where they are trampled. Response 4719. Questioning the validity of priestly ordinations. Response 4720. Chapel veils show the importance of dressing properly before God. It brings a certain reverence to the Mass. Response 4721. Lack of good leadership. Response 4722. This may have been covered as part of the lack of silence, but after the consecration, the celebrant proclaiming the mystery of faith is very distracting and provides very little time to reflect on the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Response 4723. When a communion host falls to the floor, no proper reverence in retrieving and ensuring any tiny particles are cleaned up. Response 4724. The TLM seems to be the fix for most of these issues. Response 4725. Kneeling when receiving Holy Communion. Response 4726. Lack of sincere devotion to our Lord's presence. Response 4727. Kissing of the hands of clerics to symbolize the sacredness of their priestly consecration and that the sacrifice of the Mass cannot be conferred without them. The idea of false ecumenism, which implies we are equivalent to Protestants in faith and practice. Response 4728. Loss of the use of the communion paten, emphasizing the sacredness of the body of Christ in the host. Response 4729. Since and because of the errors of Vatican II, the Catholic faith has been watered down. The central and most important issue is the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which was not only adulterated but scrutinized by those of other religions, and the supreme essence was removed and over these last 60 years is no longer recognizable as the universal Church. The four marks of our holy faith have met with a determined desire to albeit destroy our beloved and holy faith and Mass. Instead of processing, the prelates of the one true faith need to, once again, lay a strong foundation, beginning with our children from infancy through high school, and being raised on the Baltimore Catechism is one way, if supported by a strong family life and parish priests who are actively participating in the religious education of their parish schools and high schools. Return to the altar. Get rid of the table. Rid the vernacular and return to the Latin Mass, the Mass of the ages and of the saints. There should never be women in the sanctuary. You might want to read How Christ Said the First Mass by James L. Marr. Viva Cristo Rey. Response 4730. Total failure in catechizing our children, replacing the Baltimore Catechism with Protestant concepts of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass meal. Lack of sacramental preparation, etc. Response 4731. Catechesis in Catholic schools is absolutely underwhelming.